Chapter 5. The Secret to Money.
Whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve. W. Clement Stone.
Jack Canfield.
The Secret was definitely a real transformation for me because I grew up in a family where my dad was very negative, thought that rich people were people that had ripped everyone off, thought that anyone who had money, you know, must have deceived somebody. And so I grew up with a lot of beliefs about money, that if you had it, it made you bad. The only evil people have money. And money doesn't grow on trees. That was a big one. Who do you think I am, Rockefeller? That was one of his favorite phrases. So I grew up truly believing that life was difficult, that it was hard, you had to struggle. And it was only when I met W. Clement Stone that I literally began to shift my life. When I was working with Stone, he said, I want you to set a goal that's so big that if you achieved it, it would blow your mind. And you would know it's only because of what I've taught you that you would have achieved this goal. Well, at the time, I was making about $8,000 a year. And for some reason, I wanted something that was really measurable. So I said, I want to make $100,000 in a year. Now, I had no idea how I could do that. I saw no strategy, no possibility. But I just said, I'm going to declare that. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to act as if it's true and release it. And so I did that. One of the things he taught me was every day to close your eyes and visualize the goal as if it's already achieved. And I had actually made a $100,000 bill that I put on the ceiling. So the first thing I'd see when I woke up, I'd look up and there it was. It would remind me that this was my intention. And then I would close my eyes and visualize having this $100,000 a year lifestyle. And interestingly enough, nothing major happened for about 30 days. You know, I didn't have any great breakthrough ideas. No one was offering me more money. And all of a sudden, I was in the shower. It was about 4 weeks into it. And I had a $100,000 idea. It just came right into my head. I had a book I had written, and I said, if I could sell 400,000 copies of my book at a quarter each, that would be $100,000. Now, the book was there, but I never had this thought. And one of the secrets, I think, is that when you have inspired thought, you have to trust it and you have to act on it. Now, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how I was going to sell 400,000 copies. We'd never done that. And then I saw the National Enquirer at the supermarket. I had seen that millions of times, and it was just background. And all of a sudden, it jumped out at me as foreground, and I thought, wow, if readers knew about my book, certainly 400,000 people would go out and buy it. And about 6 weeks later, I gave a talk at Hunter College in New York to 600 teachers, and this lady comes up at the end, and she says,
that was a great talk. I'd like to interview you.
Let me give you my card.
And I said, who do you write for?
I'm a freelancer, but I sell most of my stuff to the National Enquirer.
You know, and I had this little theme from Twilight Zone went off in my head. Like, whoa, this stuff's really working. So that article came out, and our book sales started to take off. But the point I want to make is that I was attracting into my life all these different events, including this person. To make a long story short, I did not make $100,000 that year. We made $92,327. But do you think we were, like, depressed and going, this doesn't work? No, we were going, whoa, this is amazing. So my wife said to me, wow, if it works for $100,000, you think it would work for $1 million? And I said, I don't know. I think so. Let's try it. My publisher actually wrote me a check as a royalty check for our first Chicken Soup for the Soul book. And he actually put a smiley face in his signature because it was the first $1 million check he'd ever written. So I know from my own experience, because I wanted to test it, does this secret really work? And when we put it to the test, it absolutely worked. And now I live my life from that every single day.